Some Cincinnati and Hamilton County officials say they have a deal to fix the troubled relationship over the Metropolitan Sewer District. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. The plan would turn over day-to-day control of the utility to a five-person board, with the county appointing three members and the city selecting two. Some major decisions would require four votes to pass. County Commission President Todd Portune says the proposal would end uncertainty and the lack of accountability at MSD.
But instead is providing stability to MSD that will not only benefit us locally here immediately, but is going to also stand the test of time over the 45 years of the term of this agreement.
Council and the commission will be holding several meetings next week to let the public comment on the proposal. Hamilton County Commissioner Chris Monzel opposes the deal, saying it won't fix the dysfunction in MSD and won't benefit ratepayers.
Parts of the deal are actually going to potentially increase cost for the ratepayers, and to me, that's why I'm not supportive of it.
Monzel says MSD employees in the city's pension plan should keep that plan, but new employees should be in the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System. He says the employer contribution to the city's pension plan is higher than the state's. Three city council members are also worried about the proposed deal. Among them is Yvette Simpson, who's concerned about the city handing over control to the county.
Ratepayers who have challenges paying rates tend to be more disproportionately in the city because our poverty rates are higher, but the decision-making authority exists with the county.
Councilmember Wendell Young agrees with Simpson, saying council members and the public should be given more time to thoroughly vet the plan. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.